guest today on Piano Jazz is Ellen Seeling, who has a multifaceted career as a trumpet player, composer, band leader, and educator. Ellen has brought some of her bandmates, drummer Allison Miller and Gene Feinberg on tenor sax. And I brought bassist Gary Mazzarappi to complete our swinging little group. And I know we have a swinging little group. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you so much for having us on. It's such a pleasure to meet you, Marian.
Oh, and you too, Ellen. It's going to be a lot of fun, because you've actually got a big band. I mean, I wish we could have the big band, but at least you brought some of the band.
Yeah, they play pretty loud. They'll fill it up.
Well, what do you call your big band?
My big band is the Montclair Women's Big Band, and we are based in the village of Montclair, which is part of Oakland, California.
Oh, you're really close to civilization.
Yeah.
Absolutely, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, got to hear some of the bands, and Gary, my bass player, and why don't we have at it with a tune, you and I?
Okay. Let's play A-Train.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
The band?
Well, we were around for a long time before we actually recorded. I think we put the band together in 98, so, and we finished the recording a couple of years ago, although it was just released last year. You know, I've been involved in a lot of projects over the years where I think there were really great expectations in the beginning, unrealistic expectations of what people could accomplish with a group. And people get discouraged after a while. So I wanted to really take it slow and build a band and build audience and build repertoire. And I think it worked better this way, because when we finally did get around to recording, I was very pleased with what we ultimately got.
So you did it the right way, evidently.
Well, for us, it worked. You know, for us, it worked. Because we're not a young band. We're sort of a middle-aged women's band. And it's a little more steady that way, I think. You know, people are kind of grounded, and they're not, like, looking to be rock stars overnight kind of thing.
Well, thank God you're not.
Yeah, right.
Well, the band is very well put together. It just
sounds awfully
nice. When you were putting the big band together, did you have a tough time finding people that could really play the way you wanted in the band? Was it hard?
Well, when I put the band together, I didn't have auditions because I pretty much knew who was around. The Bay Area has a lot of great women musicians, but we don't have the type of depth that you would have, you know, if you're putting together a band with guys in it. So it's not like I had 100 drummers to pick from. So I picked my best players. And most of them were interested, and we just started that way. And we started out playing just anything we could play to get work, because my goal for the band, I had a lot of goals for the band. I wanted to provide some networking for the women in the area so that they could get to meet each other and hopefully hire each other for each other's gigs, which actually that's happening now. And I wanted to create some visibility for women in the Bay Area, jazz players, women jazz players, and I thought the big band would be a great way to do that because, you know, people are going to pay attention to 17 women sitting up there probably if I can get them a gig. And we started out just doing dances and stuff, but as we, you know, as things moved along, the material got more difficult and we started doing more concerts. So we've pretty much maintained the same personnel, but they've been getting better. And, yeah, the band has been getting better also, of course.
And I think it takes a certain type of person to do what you do, to be a leader. And I mean, I have an awful hard time, like, telling anybody to do anything.
Oh, I don't.
Well, that's the difference.
Not
well,
me.
That's great.
You need to be the oldest of six kids, and then you learn how to tell people what to do.
Oh, maybe that's it, mm-hmm. because I never was good at that, was I, Gary? do you have definite ideas for the future of things that you want to do coming up?
With the big band?
With the big band or not? I mean, just...
Well, for the big band, for now, I'm going to just keep on trucking. We've been adding new material. We've been actually getting some women in the band to do some writing. Jean has been doing some writing. She's written a number of vocal arrangements for several of our singers. And she's also been working on some original tunes of hers for the band. And some other women in the band have been writing also. So that's the next thing I want to do. The next time we record, I want to record some standard tunes and some original tunes. And I'd like to get the band out of the Bay Area a bit, which is, you know, a business challenge for me and my business partner, Barbara Price, who owns the Montclair Women's Club, where we live and, you know, rehearse and stuff like that. So she's really the big guns when it comes to the business and getting the band around. But I'd love to take the band to
Europe.
The Kennedy Center, or Europe, of course. It's so expensive to travel, even with a small group nowadays.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, so the big band. But, you know, we're going to try. We're going to give it our best shot, and we're just going to keep doing that.
I have a feeling you'll do it.
Okay, me too.
I'm sure you will. Anyway, what about another tune?
Yeah. Something to contrast what we've done. So something fast, no. How about Georgia?
Ballady Georgia would be
Georgia?
Nice.
Okay.
I like that.
Georgia on My Mind, as not to be confused with the other one, which I guess there is another one.
Do I know the other
one? I don't know.
So many tunes that I should know and don't know, but I know this one.
Okay.
Let's have at it. It's funny, you just reminded me of something. A million years ago, I auditioned for a girl band in England, and I didn't make it, which was lucky, actually. Ivy Benson and her all-girl orchestra. If I had done that, I wouldn't have done all the good things that I...
Yeah, it's great that you came over here and that you... left Chicago and came to New York.
Well, that was because of Jimmy. I didn't think of coming to America. It just happened that I was with USO Camp Shows, and he was in the Army, and they arranged it so he could play his cornet. And so we played in a group for the front lines and got bombed and all that
wow.
stuff.
Wow.
I mean, in the true sense, we got bombed. And... So I don't know. He was playing in the hotel, and I played in the band, and it's one of those things, I guess, propinquity. So we, in other words, we were there, so we got married there, and that's the end of the McPartland saga. Anyway, tell me about another aspect of your playing. You do some teaching.
Yes, I teach at the jazz school. I teach private lessons primarily. I actually love playing the trumpet, and I love teaching the trumpet, and for me, the time flies by. Sometimes I sit there from like 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night and just teach straight through, and it's so about problem solving for me that the time just flies, you know. So I do that, and I also have a class. I have one class at the jazz school. I teach what Susan has named Hard Bop Boot Camp. So I don't know what that says about me or the class.
What kind of music do you play?
We do hard bop. We do a lot of Wayne Shorter tunes. We do some Miles tunes and some Coltrane, and I love Woody Shaw. We do some of that. And anything that I can squeeze into that category, and sometimes I even kind of fudge it. If there's something I just really want to play, I'll tell them it's hard bop, and they don't know the difference, so we'll just play.
Well, you've got a full life and doing things you like to do.
I'm doing exactly what I want to do, and I have a wonderful life.
I think that's great. When I'm driving up here to the studio, and I see people sitting like in a parked car on the highway,
mm-hmm.
and I think they do this every day from 9 to 5.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's not fun.
Count me out.
Me too. I'm having fun too.
I bet.
I really am, doing what I like to do. So doing what I like to do, I see there's a tune here called Sugar, and I hope I know it.
Well, we'll get you through it.
I think so.
Okay.
It's funny. When you gave me this tune, I thought you meant the traditional Sugar that Jimmy and I used to play. And he would sing. And we still do. Once in a while, I will do a tribute concert for Jimmy in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we dig out all these old tunes like Ostrich Walk and
wow.
Shimmy Shawabble. And, oh, I can play all those.
I bet.
I've got a traditional repertoire. Anybody listening, you can hire me.
Well, this one is the Stanley Turrentine tune.
Oh,
sugar.
Well, that's more of today, is it not?
Well, yeah, sort of 70s, I'm guessing, from the hit album Sugar, actually.
Okay.
On CTI Records, I think, George Benson and possibly Freddie Hubbard. But anyway, let's try it.
Let's do it.
Great.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.